Salem Athletic Director Riley Christie is here with us. And Riley, the fall's underway, a few weeks under your belt. What can you share with us for news from Salem?
Yeah, no, I think this year, you know, this fall, we're doing a really good job with, you know, improving every day and working on the fundamentals and just, you know, getting that 1% better. You know, we have a new fall volleyball coach, Angie Giancola, that she was part of the program for about 8 years and has now taken over as the head fall volleyball coach and has done a, you know, really phenomenal job with the program. We have Julian Brosi as our new girls soccer coach, and, you know, they're really starting to hit their stride. They had a 2-0 win on Friday night against Lowell Catholic. You know, boys soccer has Patrick Slattery. You know, they're, you know, doing a really good job, you know, really kind of getting some good momentum against some really tough teams, especially in our conference. New cross-country coach, Coach Perkins, he's a teacher in the building, and you know, our numbers have exploded. Last year we had about 10, you know, runners. This year we're hitting the 30 mark now, so it's, you know, there's a lot of really good things, you know, in Salem High, you know, athletics. You know, our cheer team is getting ready to, you know, start doing a couple competitions that they haven't, you know, competed in a couple years, so it's excited for them to get out there. And then unified basketball just started, so we're getting their season going, and football is doing really well with a 3-0 start. You know, they're you know, got some good kids and good coaches, so excited, you know, to, you know, keep seeing how this fall plays out.
You got another undefeated team coming in on Friday night, Gloucester.
Yeah, Gloucester, you know, they're a great, tough team. You know, it's one of those old classic, you know, NEC rivals. I mean, we've been playing them for, you know, over 120 years, and it's, you know, that's a game that, you know, we have to make sure, you know, everyone comes in and is excited for. It's a game that we've been excited about to play, and, you know, we're excited for Friday night. They're a really good team, and it's going to be a really good test for us.